Welcome to the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network. Real women sharing real stories about their ups, their downs, their journey, and their transformations. Through these stories, we'll explore what it takes to have the courage to speak your truth, follow your passion, and be the change you want to see in the world. And now, let's get started with today's show. And welcome to the Be Real, Get Real podcast. I am your host, Nancy Matthews, and I am one of the founders of Women's Prosperity Network. Delighted to be here with you, sharing real stories from real women. And let me tell you, the guest I have today, she is a real woman in every sense of the word. Welcome, Madeline Fiella. How are you, darling?
I am so good. It's such an honor to be here with you, starting my day out like this. I'm excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And so, Madeline, when you and I spoke beforehand about what's the story that you want to share, we all have lots and lots of stories. And what I was really moved by that you shared with me and kind of was the impetus for doing this podcast is failing your way to success. And so many people have a fear of failure, resist failure, and then there's all the cliches. We know failing is still part of the process, but failing doesn't feel good most of the time, right?
No, not at all.
So you have had a robust career as an entertainer, an artist, a singer. I mean, you've traveled all over the world sharing your gifts and your talents. Mm-hmm. You do speaking, coaching, mentoring. You're amazing. And it would look like maybe you don't fail ever. So tell us a little bit about, you know, why this lesson of failing your way to success is so powerful for you.
It is so powerful for me because you hit it spot on. It appears that everything is all together. You know, when I was on stage, this is many, many years ago, I looked as though I had it all together. But what people didn't know was the gap between the stage and my real me. Mm. I identified with the stage because that's where I was 100% in faith, 100% in everything, in alignment, in skill set, in courage, you name it. I was there. And then a couple hours later, as everything calmed down, I'd be back in my room and I didn't understand my own value. I had low self-esteem. I would cry because I didn't see my family. I was like anybody else who was feeling vulnerable, out of control, and felt like they were not enough.
Wow. Well, and let me say that from the audience perspective, and today our audience is people who watch us on social media, get on our videos, are part of our tribes and communities. Mm-hmm. What they see, look, like I'm sitting in the audience and I might be seeing you on stage in awe of how amazing you are. But what I just heard you share is after you get off the stage, that even when you get that standing round of applause, mm-hmm. there's some self-doubt that shows up, and that people don't see, so they assume it doesn't exist.
It does exist.
Yeah.
And often you'll find, look at all the fabulous creatives that we lose.
Yes.
Actors, and we think, oh my God, they have it all together. We are humans no matter what. And one of the things, it's interesting because the three things that I didn't implement at the time are the three solutions that got me to get my little act together. So at the time, I don't believe I had enough gratitude for what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I can't put that out there enough because gratitude is such a high vibration.
Yes.
And the other thing is I focused, once I wasn't singing, once I wasn't in the spotlight, I focused on everything that was wrong in my life.
That was your identity for a really long time.
That was my identity.
Yeah.
And then after losing that identity, I went into 2 years of a near fatal depression.
Wow.
And the third thing was that even though there were fabulous people around me, somehow I was not choosing to be with the right people. So while these were the ingredients that caused grief, they're also the ingredients that when put through our highest energetic motion, mm-hmm. we can turn it around 360. So I now know that gratitude's at the top. Be grateful. Focus on your entire being, not just what you do. That identity, that's why I don't like labels. That identity, when you lose, and there will be a day at some point, whether you lose it for a day, a month, a year, or whatever, and you will then believe that you are not enough, and that's not true.
Right. Well, and there are so many different times in our life where our what we labeled ourselves as, whether it was a mother, a wife, a daughter, a speaker, a singer, an artist, that's something that's constantly shifting.
Yes.
And, you know, when, for example, with me, when I first became an empty nester, I went through like a very subtle, slow depression kind of thing that's and it was because I hadn't considered who am I without that constant being a mother and serving as a mother. I just didn't think about it. Who am I beyond
this? And we don't think about it because when we're doing, whether the mothering, the singing, the teaching, whatever it is, we feel so good at it that that's our life. And we don't look at the rest of our life. I didn't have the awareness then that I have now. Which is a big reason why I do what I do, because I want to cut the corners for people before they bang their heads into the wall.
Right.
Well, we're flat foreheads enough.
And that's very funny. We have flat foreheads enough. Or before they spend, you know, 2 years in bed or a year in bed or even a month in bed when life is waiting for your awesomeness to show up, right?
You want to show up, you want to make sure in your life that you do understand that loving yourself is not a selfish love. Mm-hmm. Loving yourself is a nurturing, beautiful type of love. It's a love that gives you the confidence and the courage and the joy to admit that you are here for a purpose. Once we start doing this and we start to find our purpose, that purpose becomes all-involving. It becomes what we are, who we are. So instead of, well, I was a singer, I am Madeline. Instead of, well, I'm a mom, I'm Nancy. Just to put that in that type of analogy. You know, Aristotle said something that I absolutely love. You'll never do anything in this world without courage. And it's the greatest quality of the mind next to honor. You can be courageous in a part of your life, being that mom. You were courageous. People are courageous in what they do. And then when you were an empty nester, where'd that courage go? So we sometimes tend to put that courage and that confidence toward one thing in our life, and then we drop the floor beneath us and we allow ourselves to fall because we just don't value ourselves.
Got it. So confidence, courage, no, your identity without all those other labels. It's just who you are and who you're being.
It's who you're being, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk for a few minutes about failure.
Yes.
So failing your way to success. Have you failed your way to success?
I have, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Every single failure has been a lesson. Mm. And there are some failures that I repeated multiple times because
You wanted to get that failure right.
I wanted to make sure that failure was 100%, right?
That's good.
Exactly. And so every failure we have is a lesson. So now when I have a challenge and I had many over the last few months. I know that it's temporary. And I will say, and I'm going to say a word, right now it sucks, but I know that this is temporary. Mm-hmm. I also know enough at this point that it's in God's time. It is not my time. I can't put a time. All I can do is every day do the best you can through those challenges. So for example, we just had a big flood. Well, I kept my energy up. Thank God my car was running and I drove a wet car to my Christmas dinner with my sister.
My goodness.
Right? So I could have said, oh my God, you know, and I heard people complaining and crying and you know what? No, you really can't because you are wasting your energy. That energy can be used for something positive. So every failure that I have had as I debriefed my life and look back was a lesson. So now I've learned to fail to success, which means fail. If you're going to look at it as a failure, you hit the ground and you rebound fast. You rebound fast. You get up and the period from A to B is shorter, quicker, and less powerful in the failure and more powerful in the lesson. Oh, I got goosebumps.
That was good. That was good. Love that. Love that. So valuable, valuable lessons here. And I want to encourage you to reach out to Madeline. Her website is madelinespeaks.com. We'll make sure we put it on the page for the podcast replay. And you had so many amazing experiences in your life. And there's one story in particular that always has really like impressed me and inspired me. And it had to do with the World Trade Center. So can you speak about that, please?
I will. I got goosebumps again. This is a riot. I'm afraid of heights, not as bad as I was, but afraid of heights. And so a group of very, very great musicians were auditioning for an off-Broadway play. And they wanted me to please just help them for this audition. They had someone they were going to use at another time. And of course, I said, yes. Then they said, we're going to be doing it on the helicopter patch on top of the World Trade Tower.
Like outside on the helicopter?
Outside.
Oh, my goodness. And this
In the wind.
Wow.
Out on the, you know, there's actually a video of it on YouTube. And I'm in the helicopter and you can hear. And there's no doors on this helicopter.
Oh, my goodness. And you have a fear of heights.
And I have a fear of heights. And so now I'm flying over the World Trade Tower. And I'm freaking out. But here's the thing. When you have the courage to do something, you will override the fear. Mm. When you have the desire, you can put that into a vision and go for the vision. So here's the steps that happened in a microsecond. Mm-hmm. They dropped the helicopter. They put it down. It took two men to get me out. No, they didn't pull me, but I had to hold, and of course, you know, I was in heels, right? They had to hold my hand, and here's what I thought, because in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be a splat on the ground, and this goes to, don't think about yourself, think about other people. All the musicians, all the equipment were perfectly still. Everything was there. And they walked me forward to the place where we were performing. And there were cameramen and there was people. And I thought, who in the world are you to be afraid right now? Who are you to think that fear wants only you?
Ooh.
What makes you think that these people, what makes you think fear wants only you? Who the hell are you?
That's really good.
Yeah, and God's given you a gift and you've been asked the honor to do this. So I took all the good, understanding that, you know, looking at the bad doesn't work. All the good went out and did it. And the wind was blowing and that fear turned into excitement. And then after I did it, Nancy, it turned into such a feeling of achievement.
Mm-hmm. Right. When you actually face your fear and have the courage to move through it.
Yes.
That's living, right?
That's living. I mean, and yeah. When you learn to periodically go from A to B, from fear to non-fear, quicker and quicker and quicker, you live more life. You don't sit back in the fear. So for me, had I not gone, that would have been a failure. So I failed to success because through my fear, I did it anyway. So that to me is how you fail to success.
So good. So good. Madeline, I want to thank you for sharing so honestly, for looking at your life and bringing these lessons forward. And that's one of the things I love about you is you take your experiences and your expertise that you have to support others in failing their way to success through the failure with courage, with confidence, to really live life and live at large. So share with everybody how they can get in touch with you and, you know, what you're here to serve them in.
Absolutely. So you can go to MadelineSpeaks.com. And because we're doing this for WPN and Nancy and the gals, I am offering you a 20-minute session with me, just a conversation, just to talk. Maybe I can even help you in those 20 minutes. I've been known to do that.
Yes, you have been known to do that.
I've been known to do that like that. You can also, if you would like to, email me, creativemindset@comcast.net. And in the subject line, put WPN. So I know that it's from this particular podcast,
because you're speaking lots of places, so that's why I appreciate that you took some time out of your schedule to be with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, most welcome. So be sure to connect with Madeline at madelinespeaks.com, or you can email her at creativemindset@comcast.net. I want to thank you for joining us for this episode of the Be Real, Get Real podcast. Have an amazing, extraordinary, magical day, everybody. Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Nancy.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network, the place where impact-driven women shine as they make a positive difference for their families, their communities, and the world at large. Be sure to visit womensprosperitynetwork.com to tap into the power, resources, and connections this extraordinary community provides. That's it for today. I'm your host, Nancy Matthews, and until next time, make it a magical day.